again and welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel. It's PCP 446 with a bit of a difference this week because last weekend on the Saturday, I was normally supposed to put out a PCP, I was rather busy. I was at a private festival, organised by, a next-door neighbour of mine, featuring lots of different bands, of which we're going to hear a lot of tonight, or today, or whenever you listen to this particular podcast. It is something like, I'm just looking it up here, it's 2010, I first interviewed a band called Vinyl Chord. This is all really as a result of them. They were sort of a bunch of youngsters just about to go off university, and Dylan, who was the bassist in the band, it's his birthday. He's 21 now, he's at university still, he's 21, and he asked his father for a festival for his birthday party, and luckily enough he could afford it. So let's have a listen to the first of the bands that were live on there. An artist rather impressive, I thought. I hope you can pick it up from some of the live recordings I've got here. But this is a guy called Jovian. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Miles-Boret. That's his name. Miles, M-I-L-E-S, of course. Boret, B-O-R-R-E-T-T. From East Grinstead, just up the road from where I was. And damn, he was good.
Goes back a long time ago when we're sitting in the lounge watching Romeo and you say we'd be together forever. Cooked a dinner and a major tea, spent hours on end watching Shitty Glee, and I did it all for you. You said you saw me like a brother and you'd never ever ever find another. I'd die to be inside again. Said that I saw you like a sister, and I'd never, ever, ever try and kiss ya. I lied to keep my pride. No, no, no. Da 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 da. Ooh. Said no. Look in my eyes, I turn dark. It's a light, and I'm loving your style. Sexy thing going. Really wanna get to know ya. Shimba. By the love, but I made you my new task to complete. Now I'm fucking with you, you're not a puzzle. Far too confusing, wouldn't get through you with my name is Stephen Hawking. Eyes are red, I've been burning. Eyes are red, I've been burning. I've been burning for love. Eyes are red, I've been burning. I've been burning on the tip of your A grade. Eyes are red, I've been burning. I've been burning for love. Da 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 da. He's the one and only Devo Double J. Ra da 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 da. He's the one and only Devo Double J. J. Ra da 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 da. He's the one and only Devo Double J. Ra da 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 da. He's the one and only Devo Double J. Smoke weed every day in the dove set. Hey, bop, bop, bop. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day in the dove set. Gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for the drama. This is fucking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in your pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a drama. And put your hands up like the ceiling can hold eyes. Like the ceiling can hold eyes. Like the ceiling. Like the ceiling can hold I. Ooh, girl, yeah, me just wanna squeeze ya. Girl, you give me the tightest love me ever get into my life. Girl, me just wanna squeeze ya. Move me things all around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest love me ever get into my life. Oh, bottle full of pop, my mommy in the ex. If you're into taking drugs, into having sex, now nah, it's a making love. Come and give me a hug if you wanna get it rough. Yeah, yeah, and get a cross out. Get the women and the chicks and the cards out. We can do this until we pass out. We can do this until we pass out. I'm gonna pop some tags. $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting. looking for a drummer. This is fucking awesome. Thank you.
That was Jovian playing live at the Tickeridge Music Festival, as it was being called. He was an interesting young guy, 19 years of age, obviously just been playing in the local pubs, and Jim, who is the impresario that put this all together, who you'll hear from in a second, was the guy that found him and said, yeah, come along and play, and I thought it was rather excellent. So I had a quick chat to him afterwards, and he's going to be doing a few more things. I think that particular track, I'm not quite sure what it was called, but I think that's a cover, but he does his own stuff as well. And he was saying what he was going to try and do is to get two versions of every single track he does out there. One is sort of the acoustic thing, with the sort of the rap bridge in the middle, as it were, and others is to doing a dubstep version. So I was rather interested by that. I've had a look at his SoundCloud, and there was some interesting stuff on there, so that will be featuring in another PCP probably next week, so definitely worth checking out. Right, the next artist we're going to hear is a guy called Andy Twyman, also from East Grinstead. He is a bit of a blues man, a one-man blues band, sort of the guy who plays the bass drum and the hi-hat and all that sort of stuff as well. Very, very good indeed. But first, we're going to hear from the festival impresario himself, Mr. James Warren.
So it's every music lover's dream to think about putting on a festival at some point in their life. So imagine my surprise when my ex-next-door neighbour, Jim, decides to do just that. Jim, what's happening today?
Well, we've got a bit of a mixture, really. I mean, it's Dylan's 21st birthday. He likes his music. He's been probably put music on the back burner for 2 or 3 years because he's studying at uni for architecture. And however, between those long periods of study, when he comes back, he still picks up his guitar, still writes, and he's had some good riffs I've been hearing in his bedroom. And he did a couple of songs with one of his colleagues that he used to be in a band called Vinyl Chord with, school band, about 4 years
ago.
Well,
we played them on the podcast, as you recall.
Okay, yeah. So the two of them got together, guitar and cello, and I thought, well, we both like music anyway. And I said, what would you like to do? Would you like to have an act here? And he said, well, actually, I'd like a festival thing. And it sort of went on from there, really.
Yeah.
It started off a little yurt, everyone sitting on the floor doing acoustic with bongos. And it's all sort of completely lost control financially. to put this together. So,
how many bands have we got on then?
We got two single guys, singer-songwriters that have been on this afternoon. They were fantastic. And then Dylan's doing a set, and then I'm doing a little set of Dylan's songs that he likes with a band that I've put together. And then we got six power bands, bit of a mixed bag, really, from funky stuff. We got some musicians from Zimbabwe residing in Brighton. We've got a tribute band that do the filler stuff. We've got a couple of local bands that I think are very good. One's called Stray Dogs, and I see them in Tunbridge Wells, completely unsigned, you know, no interest. Very low fee for their appearance, and these are good bands.
Good bands, aren't they?
Yeah, and we're headlining with the Propellers, who have just done Tea in the Park. They're quite a new band, but they had a bit of a changeover where they got signed up with Red Light Management a couple of months ago. Look after the Hives, Bell and Sebastian, I think Kaiser Chiefs and White Lies. So quite a big sort of daddy there to sort of give them some introduction. So we were lucky to get them on board. They're good as well. I see them over at the Forum at Tunbridge Wells. Very good type band. So
you've done all the research. Is it you or Dylan or both of you?
Dylan was busy. Originally, I was going to sort out all the supplies, catering, marquees, sound engineers, and Dylan was going to sort the bands out, but unfortunately he just got immersed in work, so I had to jump in and start organising.
Sounds like you were really upset by that. Yeah,
I know. And as you know me, Peter, I like a project.
Do a project to sort of minuscule proportions, though, do you? You always go
got to be dumb.
Full on. This is brilliant.
Like most things, you can do it. Your heart knows it's right, but I'll tell you what it does. If your heart's in the right place and your wallet's full, the combination of the two really helps, because it's cost quite a bit.
So are you thinking you missed your calling? You should have been a promoter, an impresario then?
Absolutely not. anyway, Jim Goldstein doesn't roll off the tongue that easy. No, not really.
Has it been hard then?
It's not been hard. I must admit, I don't know if you're going to put this out, dealing with the bands and the management, if they've got a management... They've been a little bit naughty, but hey, you know, it's all.
So, what does a band need to do to get themselves hired?
A very simple thing. It's maybe a little bit too technical for a lot of them. It's called, if you've got a Facebook entry, read your comments. If you've got a new thing called a computer, read your emails.
Right,
that's all it is. Don't ask me questions about what's happening when you've got an email 3 weeks ago and then followed up 2 weeks ago.
Bands like to play music, but they don't like to correspond.
No.
It's a sad thing, isn't it? Because I've heard it before that all you need is 1,000 good fans and you've got yourself a living. So, you know, you need to respond to 1,000... I mean, it's not going to be 1,000 emails. It's going to be, you know, 5 of those. 5 emails a week or something to do that. But, anyway, you've learned the experience. Are you going to do it again?
Absolutely not.
I'll ask you that next year.
Absolutely not. not to the next festival. No, definitely not going to do it again. We've done it. You know, we move on now.
Right, okay.
A couple of ideas.
It's not going to be like that to me. You're not going to pass it on to Lydia.
No, I'm not going to be walking around the farm... You know, like Evis and.
But you know you do it well.
No, I
can't tempt you.
I'm not going to do another one. No. I'm not going to do another one. So, anyway.
I can say is thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks very much for the fantastic bands we've had so far. It's just great.
Yeah, okay, well. Thanks.
We'll enjoy the rest of the thing.
Thank you very much indeed.
Hopefully, I'll see you with a beer in your hand soon.
I think probably in a couple of hours' time. Yeah.
Good.
And it's just as well you're talking to me now, because probably in a couple of hours' time, you'll get even less sense out of me that I'm talking
to. That's exactly why I'm talking to you now, before I have less sense out of me as well. So,
perhaps it'll work quite well for both of us in 2.5 hours' time.
No. Well, I might record it, but it might not go out on the podcast. But there you go.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you very much, mate.
Thanks very much, Pete.
Cheers.
Bye.
Right, I'm going to do... another one of my own numbers now, and this one is for any self-conscious ladies and their boyfriends or husbands, and it's a number called You Ain't Fat. So hope you enjoy this one. Ready to leave? I think you're taking the piss. When every time you ask me, smart, I'm not big in this. Well, I tell you every time. I think you should already know. You ain't fat, but in
Excellent stuff. That was Andy Timon, very good indeed, and his blues, one-man blues band. What does it say on his card? It says, more Jew than a chicken on cocaine. Very good stuff it was, too. Very good. I really enjoyed him. You can find him at andytwyman.com. That's T-W-Y-M-A-N. Very nice. Right, the next band up were a band called Hostage Hounds. When Vinyl Cord, who are the band that, sort of, as I said, started all this, sort of broke up, as it were, the two of the members, Mr. Wiggins, who's on vocals, he's very good. He stays in contact and he listens to the podcast, and so indeed. So Mr. Wiggins and Mr. Warren himself, the young Master Warren, as it were, got together and have formed a new band called Hostage Hounds, put together also with one of their friends playing and keyboards for this particular thing. This is from an EP of theirs. It's called Haunted Life.
Place to be. Who said that life was sacred?
So, from playing with the cello in a sort of a three-piece band without any drummer, without any sort of a big sound, the Wiggins and Joe, who were playing on keyboards, also got together for with James Warren, Jim Warren, the guy who's put it all together, playing on bass for a few covers, and this is one of them, rather excellent version of well, something you might know.
We didn't have much idea of the kind of climate waiting. We used our hands for guidance, like the children of a preacher, like a dry tree seeking water.
Indeed, anybody that can get up there and have the balls to play bass to a Jean-Jacques Burnel Stranglers version of Stranglers song has got to get my vote, and that was very well done indeed. You can see where Dylan gets his musical qualities from. Really, really good. I'm sure Jim actually thoroughly enjoyed himself up there, because it's I don't know if he has he ever played in a band before. I'm not sure if he has. Obviously he's played stuff before, but I'm not quite sure if he's ever played on a stage like that before. So really, really good. Thoroughly enjoyed that. History Boys, they were called. Obviously they haven't got a website as such. They they were just sort of put together for the evening, but really good, really enjoyed it. Now we move on to a slightly different sound, because my recorder wasn't really doing much justice to, as you can tell, it wasn't sort of getting the best quality recording. So I'm going to pick up on some of the bands that played, but I'm going to be sort of playing some of the tracks from their websites and stuff. So the first artist I'm going to play of a sort of a studio recording is a band called Zimbra Mabwe, or Zimbra Mabwe, Mabira Vibes, who are a band based out of Brighton. The track is called Reggae Kulchuma, Rega Kulchuma. They are from Zimbabwe and they play some traditional Zimbabwean sounds as well. I think I've actually seen this band before. I think I saw them in Croydon. I'm not quite sure, but they're bloody good. So I hope you enjoy this.
Chema musangori noera. ma pasipe nanga
Ayariya mamurube
Munairori ya rauno che ma pasipe kuta
Ayariya mamurube
Munairori ya rauno che ma pasipe ninga
Of course, I rather enjoyed that reggae culture Kuchima by Zimbra Mabwe or Zimbra Mabwe Mbira Vibes. You can find them at zimbramabwe.org. That's Z-I-M-B-A-R-E-M-E-B-W-E. Sorry. Oh, God. Check it out on the website, pkogel.com. Of course, if you check it out, and then you'll find this particular podcast is PCP 446. Good stuff. They're in Brighton. Might go and see them again sometime. That'd be really good. Right, next band are... Actually, they're playing their last ever gig, which is a bit of a shame. I think it was the last ever gig because one of them was leaving the band, and I presume they're going to carry on under a different name, but they are Stray Dogs. They're based out of Tunbridge Wells. This track is called Amber.
Next to number place. No, I don't have to wait for this. What I want you to be, why can't you say?
Might have been the last gig, but it was a fine one to end on. That was Stray Dogs and a track called Amber. You can find them at facebook.com/StrayDogsBandUK. I'm not quite sure what the new name of the band's going to be, but I dare say we'll be keeping tabs on them. Very, very good indeed. Now, the next artist after that was a band called the Van Susans. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Van-Susans. This track is called Fireworks.
Son of the hay, I will soar across the sea. It will be you and me again.
band Susans and a track called Fireworks. They're based out of London. You can find them at soundcloud.com/van-susans. Had a very, very good performance. I hope you enjoyed that particular track as well. Which brings us to the headliners for the night. They are a band called Propellers. I just had a look at their website and they're now currently in Gibraltar at the Gibraltar Music Festival. But yeah, they were playing a very good set, and you can find them at facebook.com/propellersofficial. This is their track, Midnight Kiss.
Camden Town is where you live, 'cause you're so fucking alternative. You buy your clothes from charity shops and chew on the straws of lollipops. You've got a black eyed from your sister 'cause your boyfriend kissed her, and when you went to hit to your mister, broke your finger smoking roll-ups and drinking heavy. So when the boys see you, they think you're really edgy. So darling, come on. If you don't sort out yourself, it'll go so wrong. You're singing songs that have been underground for far too long. So darling, come on. If you don't sort out yourself, it'll go so wrong. You're singing songs that have been underground for far too long. Picked up in Dad's Ferrari. You always insist it can't get better than this, but you've never had a midnight kiss. So darling, come on.
Propellers and Midnight Kiss, also from London, I believe. You can find them at facebook.com/propellersofficial. Very good way to end the show. And then it went off into DJ nights in the tent, in the study area of the house and the farm. Bloody marvellous. Went on really late. I was too knackered to stay up for that, I have to admit. The exertions of the Zumbathon the week before has almost killed me this week. So I've been rather tired, and I had to sort of get up the next morning and get on. So I was sort of tired to my tent and crashed, but it was very, very good indeed. Of course, being a festival, crashing in a tent means, oh God, it was stiff in the next morning. But I'm too old for this, you know. I really am too old for this. One of these days I'll start acting my age, but I'm not quite sure when. Right, last track time. Let's go back to where it all began. The band I recorded in February 2010, the band that brought me all together for this, and the reason I was invited to this thing in the whole place. This is Vinyl Cord, and a track I had from a while ago now. The website's still up. You can go to myspace.com/vinylcordband and still find them. Of course, they don't play anymore. But this is a track I've always loved, and I've played it on a couple of occasions. This is High and Mighty.
Haven't come around for us so long. You were an inspiration to us all. We're taking things far too slow. An older man steals my younger girl. High, mid, low. I haven't pumped you off for far too long. Taking vows from girls who know you well. I know you better. And that's the sin, knowledge that I can't do a thing. In, out, in. I'm always nervous in your presence. When I'm lying, you always know. You know I'm feeling so high and mighty. When I'm with you, my head explodes. I'm always nervous in your presence. When I'm lying, you always know. High, mid, low. Been waiting, oh, all so long, to make you up a good offer once for all. Seeing things come along, I have to go. What more can I do here? I'm so alone. High, mid, low. Can't look in the mirror from my angle. Take a run and a jump, then the free fall. Giuliano, he means nothing, but he's got a car in his Italian. Italian. So high and mighty. When I'm with you, my head explodes. I'm always nervous in your presence. When I'm lying, you always know. You know I'm feeling so high and mighty. When I'm with you, my head explodes. I'm always nervous in your presence. When I'm lying, you always know. You know.
And that was Vinyl Cord, and recorded probably 3.5 years ago, I suspect. Now you could still find them at myspace.com/vinylcordband. I think there's another Vinyl Cord out there, because there's lots of these bands of different have the same names in different places. But that was the one I rather enjoyed, and they were we were together for, I don't know, probably a couple of years, I think, when the guys were old school together. But yeah, really good. So I hope you've enjoyed this PCP. It's been a lot different, I must admit, from the usual. I'll be back in a week's time. Yes, I'm going to be back in a week's time so I can get back into my normal two-week cycle, because I had a week off. Yeah, and I hope you enjoy the music I play then. It'll be back to the usual style, I suspect. Although Mr. Richard Wiggins, has told me of some other bands that are worth playing, so I'm going to have a check out them, see if there's anything worth listening to. Fit that in, and some definitely with some Jovian in a dubstep style, so that'll be rather interesting. Anyway, I'm going to be off. Just one final note to say, thanks to Jim and everyone for inviting me to go to the festival. It was really, really good indeed. Not the sort of thing you expect to get invited to, not the sort of thing you expect to happen in the garden of your next door neighbour, or your ex door neighbour, as it were. But very, very nice it was indeed. And good to see the band and the youngsters, sort of the young Padawans, growing up and really getting into the groove of their music. Speaking of young Padawans, I just want to say a big shout out to Alejandro Moran over there in Honduras. It's his birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old he is because he's very, very young indeed. He puts me to shame, but it's his birthday. So happy birthday to you as well, mate. This has been Pete Kogel. This has been PC 446. See you soon, folks.